town you never heard of.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
All right, welcome back to Common Folk.
Look where the dog is, Andy.
Why does he get all quiet?
Is the dog? I don't see it.
Exactly.
I don't see Millie.
Millie's not on her bed.
Oh. She will be. Don't worry.
So that you're asking where's the dog not?
Oh yes, where's the dog not?
You're trying to give like insider, you know, it's like inside jokes. Mm-hmm. Like you're just trying to do inside jokes. Nobody even knows what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, everyone knows there's a dog every time we podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben swears she needs the bed. And our argument is she doesn't ever sit on the bed.
Right. So that's the backstory. Right before we turn the mics live here, you guys had a little back and forth with, where's Millie's bed? She doesn't need a bed. And yeah, she does. She loves her bed. And anyway, she's...
Guess who won?
Well... We only started the podcast, Morgan, so maybe Millie will mosey on over to
that. Have you heard that phrase where you don't count your chickens before they
hatch? Yeah. I have heard that. Yeah. Okay.
She'll be on the bed. She needs her bed.
Yeah.
And Andy needs...
There we go.
His drink.
He needs his Blue Mountains.
I already got mine opened up,
so... The old silver bullet.
Let's do it.
Mm. I got some refreshing water, guys.
Yep. Okay, well.
That's great. Some of that Cass County water.
Cool.
That rural water coming through the pipes.
I was thinking, no, this is bottled. No, it is. It's fresh out the pipes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So to kick this thing off, I want to remind folks that, and we've had some folks use this this code. So on farmfocused.com, on stockandrod.com, the code COMMONFOLK.
Yeah.
Get on there, use that. You get 20% off of everything on there.
Boom.
Which is a big freaking deal.
Yeah.
And that includes the gloves, right?
Includes the Watson gloves.
There we go. Yep.
It includes all the cool t-shirts, all the cool hats, all the things.
Because my guys on the ranch use that, and we're going to have some pretty cool videos coming out of clearing out cedar trees, building fence, all the things that we needed to do that we're behind on. But Garrett and Carson, they're, you know, mainstays on the hunting show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're totally sold on the gloves.
How'd that go this weekend?
Real good.
Are you rolled out?
We have, I would say, like 75% of the cattle have been released.
Okay.
Are out. And Carson is finishing fence today.
Nice.
He's finishing the fence today. Hopefully this weekend, weather permitting, you know, storms are looming and all that stuff. But then, all the cattle should be out.
And you gifted him those gloves?
We sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've folks who have listened the last few weeks, we've talked about Watson gloves. This is I'm going to say like a new sponsor of the podcast, but really like a new, not new because we've been working them for like 6 or 8 months, but a brand that we are all behind.
I'd say it's more of just a partnership. Like
100%.
Like by definition, it's nothing more than a partnership. Like,
and I would say friend.
Yeah. Sponsorship kind of gives it a weird.
It does. Yeah.
You know.
Yep. I like partner.
Yeah.
So we've been using these things. They're awesome. And I'm going to give a shout out to a lady named Suzanne, last name P.
Okay.
Starts with a P, obviously. I'm not going to, I don't
Oh, you're not going to say in the I was like, what? P.
Here's her address.
I don't want to out. Yeah. Her full name.
Yeah.
But she's from Nebraska. She went on, ordered 4 sets of the gloves. Okay. I chatted with her online. She used the Common Folk discount. So she got 20% off, which is awesome.
Okay. All right.
And I said, hey, Suzanne, you know, what's going on? How you doing? Whatever. And she told me, she said, we cannot find any good gloves.
Okay.
And if you fools are not lying to me,
oh dear,
then I'm going to dig these things and I'm going to get more.
Okay.
And I was like,
I hope she likes them. Whew.
Yeah. And I was like, Suzanne, you will not be disappointed.
In a weird way, I hope we don't hear from her in a while. That means the gloves lasted a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
So again, the code COMMONFOLK at checkout, COMMONFOLK, will get you 20% off of everything on the website. Check it out.
Yep.
That's a big deal. You don't see 20% discounts these days with inflation and all the things.
Right on.
So true.
And just the price check alone, you can find them for a lot more expensive prices than what you already had them posted for.
Absolutely. So the leather gloves are cool. The shirts are cool. All the things are cool. So back to
being cool.
What we are here for today.
So Morgan, right?
Yeah.
Morgan's doing some things.
Yeah.
We talked about it on earlier podcasts, And we're just doing our thing. We're following through. Well,
yeah, we have talked about this. I'm not,
but Morgan is.
If people rewind and they look up, who did we interview surrounding the 50-mile march?
And Michael Sevier talked about it a little bit.
And Michael, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So way back in October, we had Kim.
When we had Kim on, I didn't realize what we were going to be talking to her about as far as the march went. I thought we were talking about Nebraska Brewing in particular.
Yeah.
Which she's part owner of, obviously.
Yeah, founder.
Family, yeah, right? But we got into the whole 50-mile march thing.
That is so typical of that family, too. Like, we're here to talk about your brewery. And she's like, no, I want to talk about the cause we're supporting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The brewery has allowed us to do this.
Yes.
Like, that's, I mean, that's just so awesome. That's kind of the people we end up with.
Yep. And in that conversation, one thing led to another. If you don't already realize, Morgan is highly competitive.
I mean, just a little.
So she was like, oh, I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. I don't even understand what we're talking about right now. I'm doing this.
I think I said it even that day. I was like, sign me up.
Yeah probably.
And I'm in.
Yeah, so
during
then,
the show, I think you
said.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
And I was thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, here's another thing, you know, whatever. And then one thing leads to another, and she signs up.
Mm-hmm.
She goes out, and we'll talk about all this, but goes out and does the qualifier and all the damn things,
it's
and then it's real. Yeah. It's real now.
It's real. I'm in.
So what we're here to talk about today is this 50-mile march. We want to give people an understanding of what this thing is, you know, what's going on in here in Nebraska, what their mission is, what their story is, all these kinds of things. And then in the end, to talk about if you want to get involved, how you can get involved.
Yeah.
So that, you know, it's a very worthy organization. There's a lot of cool things that you're going to hear here as we talk about it. And something that... It's weird how big of a deal they are and that I hadn't heard about them before, but that's just kind of how these things work.
Yeah, it is. It's all about you got to find your niche and stay in your lane and play the music.
Sorry about
there
that.
There it is.
Wrong button.
Whoa.
Wrong button. Sorry.
Yeah, on the ones and twos there. Yeah. Were you going for the cha-ching?
I was trying to go for that where I shut my mic off
so
you didn't hear me.
Were you going to burp or something?
But I hit the wrong thing.
He was just going
to
rip on it?
I was just trying to be quiet, but...
It kind of went the opposite way there.
Did this.
you heard good. All four sounds that we have on our Switch, folks.
Only four, but hey.
Hey, it's four more than most, I'd
I
say.
I should use those more often.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
I thought you were going with the cha-ching when we're talking about the money? Support and stuff.
Oh, do that at the end.
I'll do it. I'm more in tune to it now, so now I'm going to use it.
Now he knows that that's button D.
Yep.
Guys, this is real deal live. We're not editing.
So I interrupted you. Where were you going? Do you even remember?
I'm to be quite honest. No, I thought there we go. The money. We need money for this thing. No, but it's a process.
Yes.
And there's many levels to it. And as you were talking about, Ben, we didn't know what we were getting into when we talked about Kim, but that obviously meant the world to her, the lives that were being impacted and how. So like I really, and I don't know a lot about it. I can't wait to get into like what you've been through, Morgan, and what we're gearing up here to support.
So I think first what we, what we start with is let's give a quick overview of this organization. First of all, what even is this thing? Like, what are you doing to begin with?
Right. So it is a march for, we're walking 50 miles from Lincoln, Nebraska to Omaha. So we're starting at the Capitol, from my understanding, and then landing at their business, Nebraska Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody will be there when we're back. From my understanding, again, like I am not even super versed on all this. I'm learning as I'm going going to these meetings and the qualifier. And then we have meetups where, oh, this person's walking 10 miles. Who can come? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is the fifth year.
Okay.
And the first year started with like four or five people. It was just like a random idea.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's pretty much a well-oiled machine. They have it down to a science.
They only accept X amount of walkers or, or marchers?
Yeah, I believe they expanded it a little bit this year. I think last year they were at 100.
Okay.
But from my understanding, we have like police escorts front and behind us because we all walk
yeah.
in formation.
Yeah.
And we can't really deviate from that. I mean, right. that's the point of this mm-hmm. and that it's safe, that I believe the police said there's only enough room for them to allow up to like 150-ish.
Before it gets out of hand.
Yeah.
I thought I remember hearing that this year was 150. Is that not
yeah.
right?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, like 150-ish. So I think give or take, I think there was like 210 mm-hmm. or something that applied yeah. and wanted to qualify. And I don't know if they knocked it down or some of them just, mm-hmm. you know, actually when I did the qualifier, some people just couldn't qualify.
Yeah.
They just couldn't even make the 16-mile walk.
Yeah, so it sounded very selective.
Yeah. And explain that. Let's get into that in a second. So let's give so we talked about what they're doing, what the event is. It's literally a 50-mile march of this group of 150 people walking mm-hmm. from Lincoln to Omaha in general, 50 mm-hmm. miles, having these stops along the way for treatments, for
food, drink.
Yeah, all the things that you're going to need along that way. And this is obviously all in support of what they're doing at the end that we're going to talk about. But the the main thing that they say that's on everything is that they serve for us, we march for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the overall concept. Mm. So you're out there, you're sacrificing, you're putting in work.
Yeah, this is a military
yeah.
thing, right?
Yeah, you're doing the hard thing
yeah.
to raise money for this organization, what this organization is ultimately trying to accomplish, which we'll get into as well.
Yeah.
So let's get into that first. So what is this organization trying to accomplish? First of all, the walk is in August. The march is in August,
mm-hmm.
August 24th and 25th, because obviously 50 miles.
Yeah.
That's how many, what are they estimating hours wise?
They said it will take 22 hours.
Whoa. All day?
Like yeah.
a full day.
Yeah, so you're not sleeping.
That's not,
so again, when they say they serve for us, we march for them, I mean, there's a couple hards. Like you're walking.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we have mandatory stops. You're getting nourishment. You're getting food. If you need a massage, like not massage, but you know, your feet,
sure.
you're elevated, whatever, yeah. and it's planned for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But also the hard is, you know, raising money too.
Right.
But this is minimal compared to what people do yeah. for us. In my mind, the more I think about it, like, are you yeah. kidding? Like, I can't
yeah.
suffer a little bit for 22 hours. I mean, get mm-hmm. over this, Morgan. So many people serve and do so much for you and your freedom.
Right.
This is minimal.
Yeah. They're doing real things. So we're allowed to do these types
yeah.
of things. You got that mission statement in front yeah. of you. Could you just read that? Because I'm trying to read it upside down. I think that would really mm-hmm. spell yeah. or paint a picture of exactly what they're trying to get
okay,
after.
Okay, so our mission is the 50 Mile March Foundation empowers veterans facing mental health challenges and homelessness by fostering a community of hope and relentless support. So basically, they are trying to build a 10-acre community
mm-hmm.
that would campus a bunch of people yeah. in tiny houses to live in them, people right. in the houses, and the support of the community and all these services that yeah. people would need that are going through
yeah.
homelessness and need mental health.
And that's what both Kim and Michael Sevier were trying to, you know, tell us about was that, look, they're building a campus. That was a great word to mm-hmm. use. With tiny homes on it, community center where there's going to be a cook and a chef full time, all these things to try and help veterans get back on their feet.
Right.
And cool. I think it's who can't get behind that?
Yeah.
Who seriously cannot get behind that?
And from what I've gathered from it, to put my own input on that, and, you know, in speaking, you know, when we did our podcast interviews and the things that I've seen online and following mm-hmm. on social media, which anybody can, is that, as Morgan said, their ultimate goal is to build this facility. From what I understand, they have some land picked out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They have targeted where they want to go. They literally need millions and millions of dollars to do this,
yeah.
as you can imagine.
And this is just year five.
Yeah.
But they're
yeah.
on their way.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're on their way.
And they've been saving a lot.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, everyone knows what it costs to buy land nowadays. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows what construction costs are. You know, all these kinds of things amongst everything else that goes into it.
Yeah. It's all very expensive, but then you get back to, well, it's priceless helping out a veteran.
Right, right.
Especially when it's down like that.
But the point is that no matter what, it still costs a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
So people got to do the thing to get them the dollars that they need to do this righteous thing.
Yeah.
So they're looking at this facility, as Morgan said, a bunch of tiny houses. If you go to 50milemarch.org, you'll see a concept. So it's these houses, it's community buildings, it's gardens, it's office space, it's food facilities, you know, all the things that go into that everyone would be doing all that work into, where they can bring these folks in who are homeless or who are at their wit's end.
Yeah, struggling.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, and they mention, you know, mental illness, and there's some stigmas around that, you know?
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
But in general, I mean, we're all mentally ill in one way or another. But
well, and I think it gets compounded. I think in a weird way, it gets compounded with military guys and gals, and that, no, I'm supposed to be this tough, strong figure defending our country.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't take on the persona that I need help. I can't ask for help. I can't. Yeah. I definitely can't accept it. And I think with more programs like this and the more awareness being built, the more you can let your guard down and, God damn it, accept a helping hand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you are a Marine or Air Force, whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, we all go through it, like you said, Ben.
Yeah, and the bottom line is the point that I was trying to get to is that, you know, this mental illness thing and where it has taken folks in their life is where these people come in when people are at their wit's end, they're on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's be honest, you know, they're on the verge of suicide. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of those kinds of things going on. They're wanting to come in and say, hey, look, we got a place for you. Come over here. Let's go through all the things. Let's get you back on track.
We got
this
a
isn't
place
a for, permanent.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, no.
No, this is, we're going to help you get back on your feet.
Yep.
And then the space that you're in right now, the next guy needs to come in.
Yeah, we're going to help you. We're going to help you with that. We're going to help you get back on track, and then you're going to get going.
Yep.
What I want to mention next, I wish I would have looked more into this in the beginning so I could use proper names and those kinds of things. But the gentleman, one of the gentlemen who is on the board and is really in charge of this particular thing, and when we've gone to the presentations and stuff, he's the guy speaking. So I'm really not doing justice mentioning his name. I wish that I could right now. I could look it up later and tell you guys. But he talked about having gone through the same kind of thing himself.
Yeah.
And where he was at rock bottom.
Okay.
And and being at death's door, and how this motivated him to get involved here.
Yeah.
When someone asked him, hey, we're thinking about doing something here, you know, and he's like, okay, you know, and he starts getting involved, and one thing turns into the next. And the work that he does through the organization, but also outside of the organization, of just constantly dealing with and helping folks who are in this situation.
And that's the best type of person. You know, unfortunately, he had to go through it. But that's a person that can actually relate.
Absolutely.
And that's why I really like institutions and like colleges go off on this tangent where they don't hire a professor. They hire a CEO that actually ran an auto company for 10 years. You know, don't teach me about autos. I want somebody that was in it.
Yes.
You know, so, and this is what you get here is boots on the ground, real life experiences, both being in the military, fulfilling that service, and then having a tough time once you're out of it, and then rebounding and figuring it out. So
absolutely.
I don't think there's a better person, a better type of leader that you could have kind of in charge of this thing or being one of the guys ramrodding it.
Yeah, 100%. So that, you know, that gives you a taste of, you know, who these folks are and what they're trying to do and why they're doing this and the money that they're raising. So
yeah,
let's get into what are the moving pieces, and how do these folks meet their goal by way of people like Morgan and us at Common Folk?
Yeah.
So to begin with, you know, you sign up, you decide, all right, I'm going to do this. And then you find out, oh, this isn't just I want to do it so I get to do it.
Yeah. to get this, like notoriety or I don't need that.
Isn't like a gladiator or type of deal where it's all, yeah.
And not only that, the point I'm trying to make is it's not like, hey, if you want to participate, you can participate. This is one of the things that I love the most about what this organization is doing is that if you want to be a part of it, we want you to be a part of it, but you have to meet a few qualifications.
Yeah.
And a few of these qualifications surround, number one, your ability to do this. So you need to prove that you can do this. And then also the fact of what you're going to bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, we're not messing around. This is this is an exclusive deal.
Yeah.
Not to make it sound like it's any better than anybody or anything else. It's just that we're not just taking anybody and everybody. We want to take anybody and everybody, but we need you to prove to us your commitment to this thing. And that's what it comes down to, is commitment.
A commitment. And on a baseline level, it's like, we don't want people to start this march but not be able to finish it, right? I got that from Kim big time.
Oh, for sure.
And then on top of that, if you can't complete the 50-mile march, you know, just the walk, well, then you're not going to follow through with the fundraising and the other things that, you know, we're kind of requiring you to do or at least be a part of. And so if you sign up for this, it's not just one thing. You got to buy into the overall vision and be part of it and promote it to a certain way, right?
I remember Kim saying that too, that you got to be committed. And to me, that seemed very basic. If I say I'm going to do something, I just do it.
Yeah.
But that it's not for so many people. So many people just say they're going to do things and they actually don't follow through.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, put your money where your mouth is a little bit and put your ability to where you're actually going to execute.
Well, and it's kind of like, for me, a weird analogy, like going golfing. Like, I'll go golfing, but it's not really golf. It's hacking. I just hack, right? But if I really wanted to go golfing, I'd have to practice 4 times a week. I'd have to golf at least 18 holes twice a week, you know, to get better, to actually consider myself a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the feeling I got. She's like, no, you... You might think you're a jogger or a runner, but this is a whole other animal. This is a 22-hour stint, and you're going to have to be on top of your game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you this question, but just to give credit where credit's due, the gentleman that I was talking about earlier is Jay Morales. And he's kind of the guy that heads up the speaking on all these different things. And he's dude, super motivational.
Yeah.
Like, he's the right guy to have at the forefront of this. He does a really, really good job. And I may have messed up his story. I don't know. But the point is that he's so freaking committed and does so many things for this community every single day, as do all these other folks. So just a shout out to Jay. So moving on to, so you signed up, and as we said, you know, you kind of have to qualify and you have to prove that you're committed to this stuff. As I'll continue to use that word, commitment. So what have you had to do so far?
Well, so when I decided I was going to do it, I had to sign up, you know, in enough time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a qualifier. So we had to show up and do some calisthenics, a bunch of high knees, planks, things of that sort.
Okay.
In so much time.
Yeah.
And then we had to go on a 16-mile ruck. They call it carrying your pack, and it had to be like about 20 pounds, 15 to 20 pounds.
You had to walk 16 miles?
Yeah. So
that's really far for me.
I mean, I guess to me it's like, well, 16 miles, I'm going to do 50.
Yeah.
But right. It was a little bit different level when you're carrying 20 pounds.
Right.
Yeah. I already had a pack because, again, many people would know I hiked the Grand Canyon. I do like challenges, and I already had that. So I did have to throw in some rice because my pack wasn't...
It wasn't heavy enough?
No, it wasn't heavy enough. We don't even have a scale at home, so I ran across to the neighbor, and I was like, do you guys have a scale? Like, they actually weighed it. I mean, you guys, this is legit. You show up. They make sure that you have... You couldn't have water bottles. You have to have your bladder in your bag, which is, you know, filled with water and your straw, like all the things. You're not littering out there. If you're wearing an AirPod, it just needs to be one. You got to hear what's going on.
Oh,
cannot have two in there. Yep, for
okay.
safety, but also like they want you to be with the group. We're marching as a group. So we had a leader and certain paces were at certain times. So we were going maybe a 16-minute mile. Then maybe an 18, then a little bit quicker.
Okay.
You know? So, I mean, like I said, it's a very well-oiled machine at this point. I feel like they kind of have it down to a science. And I think you need to with the large number of people that came to try to qualify. And honestly, I was in two rows away from a girl that was just tanking at the end. I mean, you could just see her starting to fade. She was holding up the whole group.
Oh, geez.
And we were all having to slow down for her. And then you could just see her kind of wobbling, and I gave her like a chew to get her
like electrolytes
back up, and it just wasn't enough. She kind of had to get to the back, and I think she thought, I don't know what preparation she had. So in preparation for this, I walk a lot.
Yeah, that would have been 4 to 5 miles. I'd have been toast after like 2 miles. I'd have been toast.
I don't say like 4 to 5 miles a day, but you know, a decent amount, and then I'll still run and do things like that. So I think the hard was just carrying the weight for me, but the distance wasn't
struggle. Yeah, but just that alone, that your first, you called it a qualifier.
Yeah,
like that's a chore.
Yeah,
just to cut out the time and show up is one thing,
right? Yeah. So it was like you know, at a park, and you had, they had so much time allowed for it, and you need, you know, obviously we're staying together, and you were in different heats, and it was good. It was a great day compared to, I believe, last year. It didn't matter, rain or shine. It was downpouring. Yeah, they showed pictures.
Yeah, you're gonna do it.
Horrible and freezing, and it was a great day for us, so we kind of lucked out. But either way, it was going to happen unless there was lightning. It didn't matter what was going to be going on, and it's the same with the walk. August, yeah, you know, in August, it's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter how hot it is, doesn't matter if it's raining, whatever. We're finishing, and we're going through it. So
okay,
yeah,
all right.
So that was the qualifier, and then after that, and some people set up their websites before. And when I mean websites, again, the 50 Mile March has a, I guess, organization, or they have a landing page. It's called a Give Butter. I think it's like a donation website that they give you, and that is where people can go and donate. So I don't see the cash. I don't see anything. It doesn't come to me. It's coming to through that link.
So with that the fundraising part of it now being the topic that we're talking about, let's talk about that a little bit. So as a participant in this event, what are the requirements?
So we have to raise a minimum of $2,500.
So you know, coming into this, they tell you up front, if you're not serious about raising $2,500,
get out.
Yeah, just don't waste your time,
because
this isn't like obviously every dollar is important to them, but they want this thing to be super serious. So they decided $2,500 is the minimum.
Yes. $2,500 is the minimum. And I think right now, I looked on the site and it looks like there's like 160,000 right now of all the participants that have been raised. So, I mean, there's if you do the math,
I think that site too is other random donations. I don't know that, and I could be speaking out of turn, but I don't know that is all dollars coming from walkers. I think that might be some dollars coming in from some other sites too that are just in general, because you can just in general go donate to the organization if you want to.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe
but
you're right.
I don't know that for sure. But
yeah. So at least then this year right now we're at 160, which is great.
But they're hoping somebody like you can find 25 people to each give $100.
Yeah.
Is kind of what they're looking at.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's basically, I mean, if you think about it, or you know, they were saying, or to have people sponsor each mile, like how much do you want to sponsor? I mean, I'm walking 50 miles. So I know my dad was like, yep, we're going to give you $5 per mile.
Oh,
and
cool.
I was like, okay,
right.
Sweet. Yep. So, you know, things like that. But it's all, so, again.
So your website, is it on OnlyFans?
No.
Oh, you could have got a lot more donations there, Morgan.
People have to pay to go watch her walk. That would be awesome.
Oh, my gosh. No.
I mean, I'm just looking to maximize donations here.
I know. So we'll definitely put it, Andy will put it in the link. Like, it's a kind of a long site, but it's you'll put it in the description link.
Well, and also, and we'll continue to post it. Like, people will be able to go to the farm-focused social media page and look at like the previous posts So, and you'll see posts about it, and there'll be links there.
Is this a standalone like web page with you and what you're trying to accomplish? What exactly is this?
Yeah, so they give us a link that's good, you know, directly for me, and I kind of uploaded my story, I guess my why I decided to do it, which again we kind of just went through, like, hey, Kim came here, you know, I really want to do something like this for the community, and I feel like I can raise money and help this, like, it seems like kind of a no-brainer to me. Read that story, and then from there you can kind of see where my dollars are. But
I kind of like the idea of what your dad was talking about per mile. So like, you got to get all 50 miles in there. You can have to earn it.
And I think the primary thing for folks who might be interested in this is going to be whatever platform you're listening to this episode on. You can go to us there and find this link.
Right.
So when Andy uploads things, he'll have that link on there for, so folks can check it out.
Well, learn more about the 50-mile march,
too. Absolutely. So you'll definitely be able to find more info there, like Morgan talked about. And it, again, it this is a platform that the folks at the 50-mile march manage, and then Morgan has a link on this platform. So as an example, a good friend of ours went on straight out the gate because you had done a social media post about it and donated. And he told me that after the fact, the organization contacted him and realized, I think it was might have been based on his email address or something, that he was part of another organization that is that they know is willing to also like double donations and things like
matches. Okay.
So they're like, hey, maybe you should think about this, you know, like check with those folks because you're a part of them, you know, whatever. So the point is that this is these folks at the 50-mile march orchestrating this thing. Morgan's a feeder to it. And then they're handling, you know, all the moving pieces.
Yeah. And when we had the audio snafu there, that's what I was kind of getting at, was how niched it is. It's so small that we hadn't even heard of it, and it's happening in our backyard.
Yeah.
But it's only in year five.
Yeah.
And it's just a really cool grassroots thing, just organically growing. And they're doing a phenomenal job of kind of, like you're saying, help promoting themselves. Like, hey, we see your website there. Did you know the company you work for actually already supports us?
Right.
They'll match your donation.
And there are a lot of companies, they did tell us that, that are matching donations, which are huge. Again, doesn't that go back to...
Well,
they couldn't do this without funds.
Yeah.
You can't build a community without that. We're like boots on the ground people trying to raise money. And how awesome, you know, for employers to be able to match it.
And and you handed me this a moment ago, and just in Nebraska alone, there's 111,000 veterans.
Yeah.
Now that's not saying they all need help or whatever, but I bet a healthy percent could use a hand.
That there are more than I ever thought. And there's some numbers on the back of this too, if you flip it over. It was kind of mind blowing. I guess I had no estimation at all, but
There's some tough numbers on here.
Right. Anyways, it's just people need help. And I guess, again, there's lots of organizations out there that are helping, probably to not the same cause, but the same reason, you know, homelessness and helping veterans. But this one just caught my attention. Initially, being fully transparent and honest from Kim coming in here, and it's a challenge. I like a challenge. And why can I not do this? I am physically fit. I am capable. They're giving us the tools. They're telling us to go to this business, get your shoes. We're going to help you here and give you a discount here. Like all of the things. I mean, it just, it's exciting to me.
And regardless of what branch or what level your service was at, the damning number here for me is there's 145 homeless veterans in Nebraska. And you hear puns like, oh, that's 145 too many. No, it really is. It really is. Isn't it? Like here, you were given a task to go defend our country and, or do your job, you know, and you signed up at least a minimum of 4 years of your life. And this is what we got when you come back home. This is what we got for you. So I don't think there's, I'm like proud to say that the 50-mile march is in Nebraska. It's in, you know, it's from Lincoln, the capital. That's a statement. Going to Omaha, you know, or the state's biggest city. That's a statement in itself. It's also ending in a really cool place, the Nebraska Brewing Company.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have like a water probably and then a giant beer.
You're going to have the Lemon Rattler, the official beer of the Nebraska Marathon right there.
That would be a good finish.
We got you, Kim. We got your shout out.
Can't wait. I'm sure I'm just going to be, I don't know if that's a good choice, but you know, to be drinking right after, but I'm going to.
I would.
Yeah.
So what's the, is there any other plans between now and the event in August that you have to do?
Yeah. So like on August 3rd, you know, we have to meet up and it's, they call it a final mission briefing. And we're meeting at a business that's a huge contributor to this 50 mile march. And they're like a trucking company here in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can name drop, but it's a Warner Enterprises.
Awesome.
So they're huge, huge. And so we're going there and just kind of getting the rundown of what's going on and how probably things will be going and stuff. So, but we do need to talk about the name of my team. I said my team, but our team.
Okay.
Okay. What? Guess what it's called?
Morgan's Monsters?
No. So the funny thing is Morgan's Monsters, so many people did, I mean, and you'll be able to see it through the link, you know, it's like it could have been Morgan's team or whatever, but I thought it was only fitting because of Kim being here and introducing it that we say it's Team Common Folk.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's Common Folk team.
All right.
And again, it goes back to us talking about this and hopefully, you know, people will be on board and hearing this and want to donate, and they're part of our team. So that's what this is. It is a team effort to raise funds for this organization, period.
I like it. And, and the common folk can get behind us. All of us common folk can get behind this. Yeah. I like it.
There's a couple things that I like about it. One, I mean, just the name, and this is why we are the podcast that we are, is that we deal with the common folk out here in the U.S., the silent majority, the folks who are really making things happen. And the majority of these folks are the kind of folks who want to be a part of something like this.
Yeah.
We're just the regular folks. Like, we're not looking for notoriety. We're just trying to make a difference.
Don't you think that was a little bit by design, too, then? You know, we just had lunch and we were kind of talking about how when you see something, you're thinking, all right, who's behind that? And how, why do I get to see that? If it would have been year one, it's this glitzy, glamorous people marching and jogging and raising money for veterans, you're thinking, okay, what's going on here? You know, the fact that we didn't hear about this and we actually had to talk to somebody that was involved, you know what I mean? Like, I think there's a little bit of a method behind that too. Like, they're not out there just spending a bunch of money on promotions and fancy commercials. No, this is a grassroots. We want to talk to the common folk. We want to talk to everyday people.
And I think it goes back to that statement that we've talked about before, and I'll add another word to it. It's those that want power, and I'm going to add, and influence, don't deserve it. And those who deserve the power and the influence don't want it.
Right.
And that's the common folk. That's the people who are right there in the middle, who are like, I'll do what I can to help. When trouble shows its face, I'm there.
Right.
But I'm not asking to for the notoriety and the power behind it.
Yeah.
And like, that's what we're doing.
You got a friend in me. You know you can always ask. But I'm not going to be willy-nilly out there offering this and that all the time.
So then on top of that, what I like about it is that we have to raise money for this organization, period. That in the end, that's the point of this thing. Like, it's sacrifice and it's raising money for them to be able to do what they want to do. So we have a platform here where we are talking to all the common folk and trying to help people recognize the fact that this is your team. So let's blow this thing out of the water.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not asking for $50,000 or whatever. But we need to raise $2,500.
Okay. Right. And I have a star here.
We will raise $2,500.
Oh, for sure.
But we need the team out here.
Yeah.
To get on, to use whatever app you're using right now to listen to this thing, to go down, look at the notes, click on that link that shows where the donations happen and where you learn more about the organization, and go on there and give $10.
It's super easy, guys.
$5, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I mean,
you can put your name there so we know, or you can do anonymous. We've had both, but I get an email because it's obviously sent to me, mm-hmm. and it says so and so donated. I would love, you can leave a little note. You can say Common Folk listener, go get it, whatever. Yeah. I'm going to get it. I guess I don't need you to say that, but yeah. I'm gonna.
And we have heard blowback on, these type of companies and this and that. They're using veterans to make all this money. This is a very transparent type of deal.
100%,
the 50-mile march, like they put it all in black and white. You donate this. All of it goes here.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is not a, like you said earlier, you don't see any of this money.
No,
it's just a website kind of with your avatar on it.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
The Common Folk team.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think that's, and there's a lot of validity to that. There are some bad actors out there and some really big organizations that, like, dude, you really look into it. Very little actually goes to the cause.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does happen. Yeah.
That's not what this is.
No, I know.
You can rest assured in that.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, it's just, I'm getting excited talking about it, guys.
I'll be waiting for you at the brewery.
I'm with beer in hand, as long as I get one.
Make a donation, and I'm there to support you.
That being said, I think, I don't know if I fully understand this or not, but they're looking for volunteers, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Oh, to like work the water stands and stuff?
Do all the things.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I've gotten an email on that. They really are, I think, starting to narrow down the volunteers and things like that. So I'm sure if you reach out, they're not going to say no. But if you're local and you want to help, please help. But if you just want to come and be there on the 25th at the end of the day, when we come rolling in, strolling in, I mean, we're going to be there. So I'd love the support of anybody. I mean, I don't know. I just think this is so cool.
You know what I'd like? I'm going to put something out there.
And okay.
I really hope this happens. You know, Ben, you always say if you leave a comment and even if you give us a 2-star out of 5-star review, mm-hmm. you'll still send them a Common Folk t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
How cool would it be if you complete that march and you get back to the brewery and there's 1, 2, 10 Common Folk t-shirts there?
Yeah,
people that would be cool. Yep. You know?
Absolutely.
I'll put it out there right now. I will buy you a beer. I will buy you that Lemon Rattler, official beer.
Oh, dang.
Of the Nebraska Marathon.
If you see that t-shirt.
If that t-shirt shows up at the end of this 50-mile march, that is more than worth it to me.
Nice. That
beer?
Is sweet.
Are you kidding me? We can get you a beer.
Absolutely. And speaking of t-shirts and stuff, if you go to that 50-mile march website, so that again, like it's the number 50milemarch.org. They have gear for sale on that website. And full transparency, disclaimer, we're not making that gear.
No.
And everyone knows that we produce merchandise. We have nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
But they are selling stuff that is very cool stuff that you would be proud to represent. And knowing that someone that you know is participating in this and maybe somebody that you know is going to benefit from this thing in the end. So check that out too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we cover everything?
A lot of times we talk about things, I'm like, you can see the other side of that, though. You can kind of get the other, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The yin and the yang. Mm-hmm.
There's one side.
There's only one side for this.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Agree.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very good.
I know, right?
So we're going to stay in touch. I mean, we're talking about...
this is coming up, guys.
It's June. It's basically June. Well, it's June when people will listen to this.
Three months.
So we've got 3 months.
Okay.
3 months. And
let's do it.
I'll be walking, but you guys are all helping and
I'm a
big team here at Common Folk.
Yeah.
Getting excited.
It's going to be cool. And maybe before now and then we can have Kim or someone else from the board on again.
I'm sure Jay would come too.
But we will continue to talk about this in future episodes, just little snippets. Just remind folks if you haven't, just in case you hadn't listened to this episode.
Very good.
Because this is a big deal for us. This is something we're getting behind. So let's do it, man.
Yep.
Very good. No, I love
biggest,
it.
Biggest thing yet that we've done probably
I would say it absolutely has the possibility to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the goal, right?
Yep.
Let's blow it up.
Yep. Let's blow it up. All right. Well, thanks, boys.
Anything else? Mm-hmm. Guys, good.
No, you guys are just gonna sit there and drink your beers.
Yeah,
pretty much. Day's over, I guess.
Peace.
All right. Shut it down. Later.